And we've just been joined by Emma. Emma is from Inner Spaces, and there is an S on the end, as our sales guy missed off the S, and that's why we couldn't get emails through to you, and there was all sorts of issues. So it's Inner Spaces. So morning, Emma.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm lovely as well, thank you. What is Inner Spaces?
Inner Spaces is self-storage. We're based in Cowes, so basically anybody that's moving house needs extra space for stuff, we store it for them. It's all secure, self-storage units within a building, and we've been operating since September 2007.
No livestock
nothing living, no right. Mother-in-laws.
Ah,
yes,
two of them.
Yes. Nothing living. Yes.
All right, okay. Well, it's sort of pretty self-explanatory. Inner Spaces, just wanted to hear it from you.
So it is,
I would imagine there's a lot of people that kind of use this in between houses, maybe renting.
Yes, yeah, a lot of people that are between house moves. Perhaps they've sold a house, the house that they want to move to isn't available yet, so they're between homes, they need to store all of their everything, household items, their whole lives, until obviously they can get into their new home. They might need to go into temporary accommodation rented. And equally, people who have lost relatives who are clearing houses to sell, because there may have been a bereavement in the family, or people who are going to work abroad and renting their houses out, they weekly will need, or you know, use storage for that purpose. But we do also have a commercial side where people who run businesses, tradesmen, can also obviously store their tools, equipment, because they can get in there 24/7. They can have access to their tools and their equipment, and it's very safe and very secure, probably more secure than their vans.
Wow. As I say, that's a different spin on it. Having people come in with their tools, and I'm guessing, just say for instance, if you're a plumber and you were going to do a job for somebody,
yes,
you've got a suite that you've bought but you can't fit it for 3 months, you need to store it somebody,
yep,
somewhere. That makes a perfect sense, doesn't
definitely
it?
Definitely, yes, yeah.
So what do you, just say for instance, if somebody dies in the family and you completely, you know, clear the house, do you do that as well, or is it just a case of there's a box, you have to fill it up?
We don't do any of the removal side of it. We do have a company that we do recommend on the island that we do work very closely with. It's a husband and wife team, and they're absolutely excellent. We have fantastic feedback about them, for, you know, doing the removal side, and they will go and they will pack up literally the whole house and bring it all into storage. So obviously people don't have to do that side if they don't want to. Equally, some people do because they want to have an opportunity to declutter, sort what they want to keep, what they don't want to keep. So our side of it is literally just providing the storage space. So they bring it to us and they put it in a storage unit so it's safe and secure.
Wow. I know that, you know, my mum's 81. It's going to sound really, really horrible, but one of the things that you start thinking of is in the back of your mind, at some point she's not going to be here and she's got so much stuff in her house. What are we going to do with it? I've now got an idea.
Yes, yes.
Now, and I would imagine I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
No.
It's not me being cynical, it's me being sensible, to know that there are people like yourself out there and you're working with a team of people that go and do the other side of things, going
That's
into
right.
the house.
Yes.
So I'm picturing loads of great big boxes. I mean, is that the way it works?
No, we've got, basically, it's a purpose-built self-storage facility. So best way to describe it is it's a big metal hotel. We have series of corridors with rooms leading off. It's all built out of metal, and each person has a room of their own. So they have their own door. What's in the room is only theirs. No one shares rooms or anything. And they have a padlock on the door, which is theirs, and only they can get access to it. So there's units all different sizes. I mean, ours start from 10 square feet, so that's quite a sort of small locker size. So you'd get probably about half a dozen boxes, sort of average size boxes in there, right up to sort of 200 square feet. So that's kind of double garage size. So you'd get a lot, obviously, in a unit of that size. So we have all different sizes in between. So what we try and do is really try and get people to utilise a unit size which they're going to use all the space, because you don't want to pay for space you're not using.
Yeah, so it's based on, you know, how much space you take is how much you're going to pay.
Yes, yeah.
So what sort of size, I mean, you must be good at working out how big a room is. How big is this studio, for instance?
You're going to put me on the spot now,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
This, I would say, is probably about 75 square feet. So right. That's floor space.
Okay.
The height doesn't come into it when you're measuring the floor space, so you measure the length by the width of the floor space, and that would then give you the square foot for the technical ones amongst you.
So you, so you can get, in here, I would imagine, would this be about, no, because this is like the size of maybe a small sitting room or something. So,
yeah.
You know, and if you're going to pack up a whole house, I mean, I'm guessing it'd be a bit bigger than this, and you'd need, or not?
You'd probably need a bit bigger than this, but bearing in mind, if you can use the height and you can stack items, I mean, we always suggest to people things, if they're storing sofas, try and store it on its end. Because a sofa
sure.
down in its sort of normal position obviously takes up a lot of floor space. You then don't want to put items on top of it because it's going to get squashed. And then you've got all that space above it that is wasted. So you don't want to sort of set out the items in your storage unit as you would a room in a house. You want to literally just cram everything in there and utilise sure. every space. So stack boxes up, use the height, you know, and really sort of bank it up as much as you can, but obviously don't put the kettle that you're going to need at the back of the unit, because that's a bit of a disaster.
I mean, it's quite an eye-opener, actually, because you don't actually think of you only think of these things when you need them.
Yes.
But it's now I'm armed with the details, I can now think, oh, that makes my life a little bit easier, because I know exactly what I'm going to do if ever the time arises.
That's right, yeah. And you know, you can use it as a sort of a stopgap, because I mean, a lot of people will come in and they will store a lot of items because at the time they can't bear to part with anything, but nature then, you know, has a funny way of working, and you 6 months or a year down the line, you then come in and you look at the things and you think, why on earth did I keep that? You know, so it is a process that happens, and we do find, you know, with our great word declutter comes into it.
You must have a huge warehouse then.
It is, yes, yeah, 13,500 square feet.
Which means nothing to me, so it's,
no,
it's big.
It is big.
As big as the Riverside Centre, bigger than that?
No, probably not as big.
Right.
And we've got two floors, so we've got a mezzanine floor.
Right.
So we've got a ground floor where most of our large units are, and then we've got a lift, which is goods and passengers, so obviously people, we can, you know, and again, for really servicing our customers, we're fully accessible for wheelchair users. I mean, we currently have three customers who are wheelchair users, so it's fantastic. They can come in, they can park, got a huge parking area, and they can come straight into the building all on one level, and then all the keypads and everything is accessible for wheelchair users, all to the, you know, that height, including our reception desk that we had specially made. So if you come up, and it's just the whole customer service ethos of it, and we do have a very high standard in our customer service, and we're known for that as well, and word of mouth is fantastic for, you know, recommendations, and that is really how we do get a lot of our business.
Well, I mean, just by being there and telling us about it, you've kind of put my mind at ease, because there's always that worry, that time when you might need it yourself or for family and so on, and think, what are you going to do with all this stuff? I mean,
yes.
we live in a two up, two down, but we've got a lot of stuff in it, and the loft is just absolutely filled. I mean, you think to yourself, well, if we ever moved or downsized, what are we going to do with all of this?
Yes.
You know, while we make up our minds what to do, you know, to put it in storage sounds like a great idea. But what about the you know, the amount of people that you can help at any one time? I mean, how many units do you have?
We've got just 310 units at the moment, but we've still got more room to build. So we haven't actually completed the build upstairs. We've built probably 2/3 of the mezzanine floor so far has got storage units in it, and we have still got space to expand, which is something that we're actually looking to do within the next couple of months, because we have been very, very busy and been running very high occupancy, especially in the smaller units, have been very, very popular for people. They've sort of taken them on a permanent basis because it's just handy to have that one extra room to put lots of things in that they don't have room for in their own homes.
Sure. I mean, I'm guessing when you put stuff in a room, it has to be ventilated and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the building's very well ventilated. It's not heated. It's not heated, and there isn't a requirement for it to be heated. It keeps it at a fairly ambient temperature. I mean, obviously, this time of the year, it is a little, you know, a little bit colder in there, given the fact that obviously the whole construction is metal as well.
Yeah.
It's not something warm and huggable. but it is, yeah, I mean, it stays at a fairly ambient temperature, and even in the summer it's quite nice and cool in there as well. It never gets hot, and some people actually in the summer come in and think that it is air conditioned, but it's not.
How do we, you know, if we want to know more, there must be a website, there must be a telephone
number.
We
have got a website, yes, and we've got, obviously, you know, you find us on any good website search engine.
Right.
So it's innerspacesuk.co.uk, or phone number is 209090.
Just do those details again.
Innerspacesuk.co.uk and phone number 209090, and we are open 7 days a week.
Brilliant. It's a real pleasure to talk to you, and you put
Thank
my
you.
Mind at rest. I'm not just saying it,
Thank
you have.
You.
Because
we'll hope to see you soon then.
Well, don't take it like that, because otherwise people might take it the wrong way.
For storage.
Yeah.